Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast, kite kurete koto arigatou gozaimasu. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. As always, I'm your host, John Sensei, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about what we're going to be going over this coming week in the Manga Sensei Daily Grammar Podcast, as well as today being Sunday, I go over a special topic in Japanese to kind of elaborate on that for you. So this week, we're going to be going over different ways to use because and showing the results of things. So for example, in English, we often use because sentences or sentences that you require a cause. I went to the store because I was out of milk, or because I was angry, I yelled, or sentences like that. We're going to be going over a lot of different ways to use because this week and maybe a little bit of next week in Japanese. This past week, we've gone over a lot of different ways when talking about time. We're also going to be expanding on some things that are easily confused between the time uses of things like nagara and tokoro. And then before we get into expanding, talking about kara and no de this week, before we go on to next week where we talk about that a little bit more in depth. But today, I really wanted to go over a particular subject in Japanese to help kind of expand your understanding of it. And this is something that I find actually somewhat fun. What we're going to talk about today is Japanese name suffixes. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Japanese at all, or have heard Japanese, at least in a movie, are familiar when people call each other, whatever their name is, san. However, there are a lot more than just using the common san in Japanese speaking and writing, for that matter. A Japanese name suffix goes after usually the family name, which comes first when addressing somebody. San can be used as Mr. or Mrs. and as a sign of respect that you talk to somebody. When you're using Japanese, unlike English or other languages where you address someone by you or they, it is often impolite to simply call them by their either their given name, or unless you're friendly with them, or by using they or he or her or them. All of those can be seen as not quite as formal as things should be. There are also some informal name suffixes that are signs of respect or affection, the most common of which is san. The next one that I would like to talk about is also somewhat common in modern-day Japanese. It is the use of sama. Sama is used for people of high authority, usually when referring to a president or you're referring to a often someone else's manager, or when talking about a owner of a company. People of high social status are often referred to with the title of sama. If I were, for example, if I were to go over my a friend whose name was, let's say, Kyle Johnson, I would refer to him as Johnson-sama. Another one in Japanese, and we'll provide a whole list of these things and their appropriate rank and attachment, is for usually for women, which is chan. Now, chan can also be used for children, usually young children, and particularly younger than the speaker. Just like sama is used for someone that is higher than you in your social status, someone that is younger than you, or women, a way to call them is chan. Now, a note with chan is that chan, when you would usually not refer to a woman that is older than you, unless otherwise advised. And the reason I say this is because chan is usually talking about things that are almost cute and young, and you would want to be more respectful, particularly to a woman who is doing something. For like a example, if you went to a, I don't know, if you went and were asking somebody their and talking about their mother, you wouldn't refer to them as chan. You would refer to them as their name, their last name. For example, if it was Hanada-san, regardless if it was the man of the house or the woman of the house. Chan is usually used for someone younger. It's also something that you would call, for example, if you are dating a Japanese girl, call your girlfriend by their given name followed by chan. Or if you are a teacher at a school and you teach a student and is a female, it is appropriate to call her chan. It's also appropriate to call young boys chan as well, but it's usually used with women. On the flip side of things, you have kun. Now, kun, if you're familiar with like comic books, chan is fairly common, as well as sama, san, and even kun. Kun can be used for boys and girls as well, usually very young, but kun is usually preserved mostly for boys. Not exclusively, but there is a difference in feeling between chan, which is more feminine and pretty, and kun, which the symbol for it is more more masculine than chan would be for a name suffix, also attached to either the given name, but can also be attached to the family name as well, which wouldn't be inappropriate for like a coach to call a person on their team, sangkun. As you'll hear from our, if you listen to our interview yesterday with my friend Sam Wilson, I at first addressed him as sangkun because he's my friend and he's younger than me, and so I was able to call him that. And it would be appropriate to call like my little brother that, or even my little sister if I was kind of feeling persnickety. Another suffix is something that you're probably all familiar with, knowing this podcast as manga sensei. Sensei is a type of giving a teacher, but not just the teacher in like a school. A teacher could be someone, for example, who just knows more than you in a particular topic. A good example of this is when I went to the hospital while I was in Japan. I broke a couple of toes and had to get an x-ray. I referred to the teacher, I referred to the doctor as their name, which was Ishida or something along those lines, and I referred to Ichida sensei because they are a doctor. Or if I were in, when I went to going to college, I referred to my teachers as sensei. If I were to talk to someone who is training me, I would refer to them as sensei. Another couple of ones that come up more often than not is when in school or in a job you have the senpai and a kohai. Now, these names can usually be attached to suffixes, but can also be used in the title themselves. Kohai is someone that is lower than you or younger than you in the period of which you've been working there. For example, if I am a sophomore in school and I'm talking about a freshman, I would call them ja, ketsu kohai, or just kohai, referring to someone of a lower classman. And senpai would be an upperclassman, or someone that is my grade that is older than me. Both are appropriate and can be applied to men or women. Both are just fine. These things do become somewhat looser when you get in college, however, but is usually seen in places like high school, but not exclusive to that situation, depending. Now, something that's somewhat interesting that I find in Japanese is when you attach family names like ane-san, ani-san to people's names referring to them. It is not uncommon, for example, to be called or to call someone a familial name if they do not know your name. For example, I was in Japan. I was in area in Nagoya, or maybe it was Osaka. I'm pretty sure it was Nagoya, and I left my iPad at the Baskin-Robbins on the counter. Now, anyone that knows Japan knows that they're so friendly, and they are so polite, and so when I left it, the young woman grabbed the iPad and rushed out the door and called after me. Now, she didn't know my name, but she simply said, Ani-san, excuse me, Ani-san. And she, Ani being older brother, San being the polite Mr. Miss, being the Mr. and Mrs. So she called after me. I turned around being a male and saw they had my iPad. I was very grateful. It's not uncommon to call someone older than you usually or younger than you to use a familial name. However, you would not use father or mother often at all, as you can see. Another couple of useful names to be aware of, but are not very commonly used, are things like dono. Dono is used for people, often scholars or people who have done something noteworthy or require a high amount of respect, but are not a teacher and would not necessarily be referred to as sama. Sometimes you'll have foreign ambassadors referred to as dono would be a common place where I would hear that. But there are a wide amount of all these different type of name suffixes, and it's important to find the suffix that you would be called by different people. For example, I am a 25-year-old college student, so but my teacher will likely use the my teacher will usually use the suffix kun with me. My teacher I'll usually refer to them with sensei. The president of college I would refer to as sama. The respected professor that's visiting might be sensei or even dono, depending on what he's coming for a foreign lecture. Someone that is my gokyusei, someone that is in the same year as me, I would call them by their name. Also, there's some funny, cute ones. For example, instead of when I'm talking about my wife, I Kurisukin-chan, chan, because she's a girl, she's feminine. Or if she's a girl that's in my grade that I can refer to as chan would also be appropriate. Another one would be like for a young baby can refer to as tan, T-A-N, tan, which is very cutesy and very sweet, but I would never use it for anyone my age or even close, maybe for like a newly born child. But these are extremely useful as you hear it spoken colloquial Japanese, the different suffixes people attach to things to show you where people are on this social hierarchy. Now, this is not a super strict social hierarchy that some people may be thinking of where they're simply locked in to what they are, but it varies depending on who you speak with. And it's important to give the people adequate respect so that you can not only know how to converse with them on what level using your politeness levels, but also to be able to understand how they refer to you. We're going to put a full list on our website here tomorrow, but I did want to put up this podcast today for our special topics talking about name suffixes. And if you do have any questions, you can always go onto our mongo-sensei.com and go into the contact note on our website. There it will take you to a little form that you can fill out and you can send us questions for the, not next week, but the week after next. We'll be taking all the questions that will be sent on there and we ask you to send some in. With that, I will sign off, but remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, let's make mistakes and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, Jane.